In this bulletin, New South Wales again records more than 1,000 new local COVID cases and another 6 deaths. Victoria's lockdown will be extended as the state records another 92 new COVID cases. And in sport, Australian grandmother Sarah Edmondson proves age is no barrier after claiming bronze in the discus in her Paralympics debut. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. There have been another 1,218 new local cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales. A further 6 people, all aged in their 70s and 80s, have died from the virus, 4 were unvaccinated, and 2 had had only 1 dose. The state's vaccination figures are also continuing to rise, with 65% of those eligible now having had 1 dose and 35% fully immunised. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says the state is on track to reach its target of 70% fully vaccinated by October.
And I said a number of times, I don't want people to go through the daily roller coaster of case numbers going up and down. Of course it's concerning when they go up instead of they go down, but the most relevant number is what is the vaccination rate? Because we know that provides enormous protection. But what it's also doing is reducing the potential of the growth of the virus. It's reducing how quickly the virus is growing.
In regional New South Wales, there have been a further 25 COVID cases in the west of the state, including 18 in Dubbo and another 2 in Wilcannia in the far west. Dubbo MP Dugald Sanders says there's concern about positive wastewater detection at Barradine and Trangie.
Compared to yesterday's figures and the day before, that 25 is obviously a lowering. But I can tell you there are at least that number being investigated right now, which will possibly be added to tomorrow's numbers. So it's not an indication that things have calmed down. In fact, there is still more concern around particular parts of our region.
Victoria's 6th lockdown will be extended after the state recorded another 92 new local COVID cases, the highest daily increase this year. The lockdown was due to end on Thursday, but health authorities say the numbers are too high for restrictions to be eased. About 500 out of the state's nearly 800 active COVID cases are in Melbourne's north and western suburbs, with people there urged to get tested at even the slightest of symptoms. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says any changes to the rules are being considered and will be announced later this week.
So we are still going at this as hard and as strong as we can. We acted early, but I'm not here to tell people this is easy. It's not. It's bloody hard. And I wish that, you know, I had a warehouse full of vaccine and I'd get it into people's arms as quickly as possible. I don't. I can only work with what I've got. And that is a brilliant community who knows how to get this done, even though it hurts a lot. But also the notion that more vaccines are coming.
All of the ACT's 13 new local cases of COVID-19 have been linked to the existing outbreaks. 8 of the new cases were in quarantine for their entire infectious period, with 5 infectious in the community. Representatives from Queensland and New South Wales are meeting today to try to resolve a stoush over the state's shared border. Queensland has had hard border restrictions with New South Wales in response to the state's COVID outbreak, and only a small group of essential workers can now cross state lines. But the states have been unable to agree on the position of border checkpoints. The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says a border bubble will make life easier for the affected communities.
It's not extending the border, it's about making it easier for those communities to coexist together. And look, I just hope that the New South Wales government can work with the Queensland government here, because it's having an impact on families' lives. So we've extended the olive branch, and we'll hand it over to New South Wales now to see if they'll come to the party.
And Queensland has recorded 1 new COVID case today linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. South Australia has 8 T1 exposure sites but no new COVID cases after 2 New South Wales truck drivers with the virus travelled through the state. The sites are all petrol stations or roadhouses in Port Augusta, Ceduna and Nundroo. 39 people have been identified as close contacts and ordered to quarantine, but authorities believe that a failure of people to use QR codes to check in means there may be more close contacts who haven't yet been identified. Hurricane Ida has crossed the Gulf of Mexico as tens of thousands of Americans flee coastal areas. The National Hurricane Center predicts Ida could be a Category 4 hurricane with 209 kilometer per hour winds when it makes an expected afternoon landfall on Sunday. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says it's a very strong storm.
One of the things that you're going to see is just about the entire state is under some type of warning or watch. And so everybody out there needs to be very careful. I don't want folks who are further inland to be caught off guard because there's a potential for 110 mile per hour sustained winds as far north as the Louisiana-Mississippi line.
In sport, and Australian grandmother Sarah Edmondson has proven age is no barrier after claiming bronze in the discus in her Paralympics debut. 45-year-old Edmondson climbed the podium after she nailed an Oceania record and personal best with a 37.85-metre final throw to clinch the medal. Edmondson injured her leg in a water ski accident in 1994, but only realised a few years ago she could qualify for the Paralympics. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be a shower or two and an expected top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Similar conditions in Melbourne and 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, there'll be morning frost and a partly cloudy day, 15. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 20. In Sydney, mostly sunny, also 20. In Newcastle, similar conditions and an expected top of 21 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, showers, 29, and in Darwin, it'll be a sunny day with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.